In a couple of check-involved scams, one Wilkes resident became a victim and one Wilkes resident called the sheriff's office. In the first report, a boomer woman answered an ad in the paper and communicated with someone in another country via email. The woman was sent a check and instructed to cash the check, but send part of the money back. The woman feared this was a scam, so she notified the Wilkes Sheriff's Office and the newspaper. She did not cash the check, but turned it over to sheriff's investigators. In the second incident, a Wilkes resident stated that they received a call one afternoon in which the caller explained that the Wilkes man had won a lottery prize. In order to claim the prize, the man was told to send a $10,000 check to an address in Arizona. The check was sent, received, and cashed before the man realized it was a scam. According to fraud.org, fake check scams are clever ploys designed to steal your money. You can avoid becoming a victim by recognizing how the scam works and understanding your responsibility for the checks that you deposit in your account. If someone you do not know wants to pay you by check but wants you to wire some of the money back, beware. It's a scam that could cost you thousands of dollars. There are many variations of the fake check scam. It could start with someone offering to buy something you advertised, pay you to do work at home, give you an advance on a sweepstakes you've supposedly won, or pay the first installment on the millions that you'll receive for agreeing to have money in a foreign country transferred to your bank account for safekeeping. Whatever the pitch, the person may sound quite believable. In either case, if you are sent a check to cash and send money back, or if you are asked to send a check or wire money to receive a prize, do not send money. It's a scam. Wilkes Community College's Enactus Club selected Project Soul as its spring service project. The club collected 331 pairs of athletic shoes to help needy individuals living in poverty situations throughout the U.S. and third world countries. Enactus is a global, nonprofit, and community of students who are committed to using the power of entrepreneurial action to transform lives. Wilkes Community College's Enactus chapter has a regional representative who recommended the Project Soul to the club. In addition to the boxes placed on Wilkes Community College's campus, both Wilkes and Ashe campuses, and at the Allegheny Center, the YMCA of Wilkes County allowed collection boxes to be placed at their Family Center and the Express Y. The New Life Center in Millers Creek, Lowe's Hardware, and Wilkesboro's Qdoba also had collection boxes. The second highest vote-getter in the recent Democratic primary for North Carolina's 2nd congressional district seat, Keith Crisco, died Monday, according to his company, Asheboro Elastics Corporation. The 71-year-old textile entrepreneur and former state commerce secretary reportedly died at his home after a fall. Following news of the sudden death of former secretary of the North Carolina Department of Commerce, Keith Crisco, Governor Pat McCrory released the following statement. "My heart sank, like so many other people who admired Keith Crisco, when I learned of his sudden passing," said Governor McCrory. He went on to say, "While I was mayor and now as governor, Keith was a partner, collaborator, and strong advocate for the state he loved." Crisco was a resident of Asheboro for the past 35 years. He served as North Carolina Department of Commerce Secretary from 2009 to 2012. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley reporting.